Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it is a pleasure to be here with you today. We are taking one step forward in the Gospels, and that step today takes us to Luke chapter 4. So, let's dive in. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wild. For 40 wilderness days and nights he was tested by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when the time was up, he was hungry. The devil, playing on his hunger, gave the first test. Since you're God's son, command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy. It takes more than bread to really live. For the second test, he led him up and spread out all the kingdoms of the earth on display at once. Then the devil said, "They're yours, in all their splendor, to serve your pleasure. I'm in charge of them all and can turn them over to whomever I wish. Worship me and they're yours, the whole works." Jesus refused again, backing his refusal with Deuteronomy. "Worship the Lord your God and only the Lord your God. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness." For the third test, the devil took him to Jerusalem and put him on top of the temple. He said, "It's written, isn't it, that he has placed you in the care of angels to protect you. They will catch you. You won't so much as stub your toe on a stone." "Yes," Jesus said, "and it's also written, don't you dare tempt the Lord your God." That completed the testing. The devil retreated temporarily, lying in wait for another opportunity. Jesus returned to Galilee, powerful in the Spirit. News that he was back spread through the countryside. He taught in their meeting places to everyone's acclaim and pleasure. He came to Nazareth, where he had been reared. As he always did on the Sabbath, he went to the meeting place, where he stood up and read. He was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act." He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the assistant, and sat down. Every eye in the place was on him, intent. Then he started in, "You've just heard scripture make history. It came true just now in this place." All who were there watching and listening were surprised at how well he spoke. But they also said, "Isn't this Joseph's son, the one we've known since he was a youngster?" He answered, "I suppose you're going to quote the proverb, 'Doctor, go heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we heard you do in Capernaum.' Well, let me tell you something. No prophet is ever welcomed in his own hometown. Isn't it a fact that there were many widows in Israel at the time of Elijah during that 3.5 years of drought when famine devastated the land? But the only widow to whom Elijah was sent was in Sarepta and Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, but the only one cleansed was Naaman the Syrian." That set everyone in the meeting place seething with anger. They threw him out, banishing him from the village, then took him to a mountain cliff at the edge of the village to throw him to his doom. But he gave them the slip and was on his way. He went down to Capernaum, a village in Galilee. He was teaching the people on the Sabbath. They were surprised and impressed. His teaching was so forthright, so confident, so authoritative, not the quibbling and quoting they were used to. In the meeting place that day, there was a man demonically disturbed. He screamed, "Ho! What business do you have here with us, Jesus? Nazarene? I know what you're up to. You're the Holy One of God, and you've come to destroy us." Jesus shut him up. "Quiet, get out of him." The demonic spirit threw the man down in front of them all and left. The demon didn't hurt him. That set everyone back on their heels, whispering and wondering, "What's going on here? Someone whose words make things happen. Someone who orders demonic spirits to get out, and they go." Jesus was the talk of the town. He left the meeting place and went to Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was running a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. He stood over her, told the fever to leave, and it left. Before they knew it, she was up getting dinner for them. When the sun went down, everyone who had anyone sick with some ailment or other brought them to him. One by one, he placed his hands on them and healed them. Demons left and drove, screaming, "Son of God, you're the Son of God," but he shut them up, refusing to let them speak because they knew too much, knew him to be the Messiah. He left the next day for open country. But the crowds went looking, and when they found him, clung to him, so he couldn't go on. He told them, "Don't you realize that there are yet other villages where I have to tell the message of God's kingdom, that this is the work God sent me to do?" Meanwhile, he continued preaching in the meeting places of Galilee. What stuck out to me in this chapter is the Holy Spirit's role in Jesus' ministry. It is the Spirit who led him into the wilderness and powered his ministry and teaching. I find it interesting that Luke picks up on how the Holy Spirit was involved in Jesus' ministry as a template for us who are given the Holy Spirit as a gift when we believe in Jesus. We see the Spirit in the driver's seat, steering Jesus where he should go and also powering the engine of his ministry. How many of us who follow Jesus allow the Spirit to steer and power our lives? I know I'm not very good at that. I do not yield control of my life to the Holy Spirit very well, and unfortunately, I lack the power and direction that He wants to offer me. I want to follow Jesus' example and allow the Holy Spirit access to the steering wheel of my life and to power my ministry engine. This is something worth praying about and pondering as we look for clues while reading the Gospel of Luke. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that You would steer my life. Holy Spirit, move in me. Empower my ministry. Steer my life the direction that You want me to go. Lead me to the places You want me to be, and to the people that You want me to meet. God, I surrender control to You. Help us to live more fully like Jesus did. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.